Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Moned.
That would be a little weird.
I learned that Piav is actually Piav.
Of course.
I got it wrong.
I would love to see the percentage of what communities that we've gotten
wrong. We've gotten correct. Oh, yeah. Or either wrong. Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
It's
got to be 50-50 at this point.
But our good friend Melissa Caldwell told me that her hairdresser is from Piav.
Of course. So, Melissa Caldwell said that.
So she knew.
Melissa and Matt.
They know every,
some kind of connection to anything.
Honestly, we could just let them do this. We could text them every day and be like, give me a city. And they would give
us like a South Mississippi community.
Saints.
Why? Why are you still emotionally invested in this team?
I don't even know
if I'm emotionally invested in this
team. I don't know that I am or not, but when I see my QB take a late hit, I'm going to get upset.
Yeah.
So I'm dangerously close to buying into Tyler Shuck. Like
which is strange.
You know how,
that game we went to in the
he was terrible.
Dome was he's bad.
Look, you ever go to like the store and you're like looking at a product and you're like, I don't really need this, but I like it. It's not that expensive.
Yeah, all the time.
That's where I am with Shuck, and I'm like I'm on the verge of putting it in the cart.
Well,
we'll see how it goes. But he just took a nasty late hit.
That's
there.
Just hope. That's the hope talking.
You're not wrong.
Yep,
you're not wrong, and that's what kills you. It was Derek Brown too, so I hate that guy. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. It's what's for Sunday dinner tonight, Robbie. I got a big old flank steak.
Ooh.
Marinate, and then we're going to do some steak fajitas.
I was going to say, are you going to do tacos, fajitas?
A little steak fajita with some rice and some yummy Mexican corn. It's going to be a good dinner. Guys, whenever you can get beef on the table, you absolutely should do it. And, of course, with Christmas coming up, I want to tell you something right now. This is why I'm gonna give y'all a little insight here. This is why you gotta have a good relationship with your guys, your butchers and your meat market guys. Went into Kroger on Wednesday, and they had prime ribs already out there, $12.99 a pound. I was like, it's normally $19.99 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a pretty good deal. So I went over to my guy Brad, and I was like, Brad, are these prices gonna hold for another week? I'd rather buy this next week than today. He's like, oh no, next week they're gonna be cheaper than that. I mean, $9.99 a pound. He didn't have to tell me that. He could have easily gotten an extra $3 a pound out of me if he had just said, oh, yeah, you probably want to go ahead and buy.
Yeah.
That's why you got to have that relationship. Talk to those guys. They will take care of you. If that guy knows me. I'm in there every week buying meat, and he knows me. And so I have a good relationship with him, but you got to do that.
Well, my mom asked me the other day, what did I want for dinner when we do our Christmas next week? And I said, prime rib.
There it is.
And so mom was like, oh, you're just going for the big dog, huh? I was like,
yeah it's Christmas.
It's Christmas meal, so
beef. It's what's for Christmas. Thanks to Robbie Falk, and thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Great. We're going to have one more special, I think, before we get into the Christmas holiday. So some big savings coming your way from College Corner. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, to put under the Christmas tree, they've got it. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, a bank that knows you by name, not just by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right, Robbie Falk, Brian Haydad, a couple of main posters here on with you on a Monday morning. Am I a main poster?
No.
What am I then?
You don't post enough.
And when I do post, it's usually just a joke. It's just
It's
like,
just
yeah,
like,
but
yeah, but still, like,
still.
you have a gimmick.
Or, masking if he's related to somebody he's clearly not related to.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Well, so what am I? I'm like a gimmick poster then.
I mean, honestly, everybody's a main poster at Merlin White Daily.
We all love each
We
other.
all, yeah,
We're a
that's
big
for sure.
family.
I'm just
Well,
tired, man.
yeah.
So tired.
Just the new year will be here soon, and we can all kind of reboot. You getting some time off?
Probably not.
See, I am. I
Yeah,
have.
you don't get any time off
I have
unless
six more days to work this year.
say you're just gonna take off
So I'm off.
right off from the
So I'm off
sunset.
Thursday of this week because we were supposed to do that remote. Not we're doing that remote in Oxford. By the way, hold on. Let me. Pearl River Resort brings you the remote Sports Talk Mississippi live on the Oxford Square from the library
Yeah, I
as we
told.
celebrate the first college football playoff game in the state of Mississippi. Thursday and Friday, Sports Talk Mississippi will be live at the square on the library
The
in
squaw.
Oxford. Please come by and see us in Oxford.
Yeah, I told Borky the other day I was on there with him that I knew exactly what you were doing, taking off on Thursday.
Well,
There's no way you could stomach 2 days.
but I have a legit reason. All right. My daughter Emily's Christmas concert is Thursday night. I can't make it back. So I asked for the day off. Well, I told him, I was like, I didn't even want the day off. I was like, I can just do the show from here in the studio. And they're like, ah, that'll be weird. Just take the day off. So I'm off Thursday. And then next week, I work Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm out till the first, till the second. I'll be back on Friday the second.
I haven't been asked to do any of these shows. I'm not. I guess I'm not filling in.
Don't know. I mean, that's not, yeah. This is what I keep, I asked Richard, I was like, hey, when you take a day off, do you have to get your own replacement? And he was like, no. I was like, great. That's all I needed to know because I'm done doing that.
Yeah. Why is that
Yeah.
your
Why is it on
responsibility?
me? So,
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to believe that we're 1 week away from Christmas.
yeah, we're here.
I
So,
love Christmas.
well, we're 1 week away from Christmas. We're about 40 some odd weeks from the start of the 2026 football season, but we have a schedule for it now.
Yay.
We started with this. We talked about it, and it did come to pass. The Troy series has been canceled. The 26-27 games with Troy, the game at Troy in 2027. Smart by Zach Selman. I expect to find out as it comes along. Mississippi State has a game in Hattiesburg coming up in a couple years. They have a game, I believe. They have a game in Memphis in a couple years. You gotta have to, they're just gonna have to go. You just don't have any choice.
You cannot play any
No,
more
it's done.
non-power conferences
Right.
on the road.
Correct. That's over.
And this was the correct move here because you have to play a power team, and that's Minnesota. So you got that box checked. Play the two worst teams on your schedule. But Troy is a
That's
usually,
usually a good
they're
team.
usually competing for the Sun Belt title.
Don't mind if Troy is willing to play in Starkville. I
Yeah.
don't mind that.
I don't
But
either, but I would
let them play
rather
ULM.
play ULM
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
Tennessee Tech.
So let's look at the schedule. 2026, it's done.
And
September.
we knew the games,
We
but
knew who the opponents were.
the
Now we have
layout, but
dates.
the layout was what was going to be
Right.
interesting.
So State starts off the 2026 season September 5th at home against ULM.
Yep.
Then their first road game. They go right on the road. I am so tempted here to go because when am I ever going to go to Minnesota again?
And it probably will not be bad weather up there.
No, it should be great weather. September 12th should be in like the 60s or 70s.
That's like the time to go.
Yeah. I looked into one thing. Growing up in Vicksburg on the Mississippi River, I thought like maybe I should go to where the river actually starts because I've seen the mouth of the river. Let me go see the source of the river. But apparently it's like 4 hours away from Minneapolis. I don't know if I could do that or not, but I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Just just to go up there and like actually like walk across the Mississippi River. You can't do that in Vicksburg.
Like a stream.
You'll die. But Mississippi State at Minnesota on September 12th. Go ahead and give you guys a heads up that if everything goes according to plan, Robbie and I's coverage of the Mississippi State South Carolina game may be a little lacking.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to that game
We're not
anyways.
going to, well, we're definitely not going to the game,
It's impossible for me to get up there.
but we've already put in a request for two tickets to Ole Miss hosting LSU that day.
And I have no shame. Anybody that's like, we're going to go to Ole Miss.
Yeah,
Yes, I
I want to
want to
see
see
that
that.
spectacle.
I want to see the stadium potentially crumble to the ground.
Look at it like this, Robbie. You and I are fans of professional wrestling.
We are.
I want to see the heat. I
Yes.
want to see what kind of heat Lane Kiffin is generating. I want to see it.
And we both like we have a we both have a dog in the fight, and that I think we'd like to see either one of those people lose.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have a wedding or a
Or
hanging. Either way,
whoever,
we ought to have a good time.
somebody is going to lose the, and somebody's going to be upset that we don't like.
Exactly. So
So
that said, on that day, September the 19th, Mississippi State will be at South Carolina. First SEC home game will be on September the 26th as they host the Missouri Tigers. And then another game at home as Alabama, back on the schedule, October 3rd, they will come to Starkville. Then you have your one and only bye week of the season, only one bye week this year. LSU, Mississippi State will go to see Lane Kiffin again down in Tiger Stadium on October the 17th. October 24th, a historic one, the first ever visit by the Oklahoma Sooners to Starkville. That's on October 24th. And then on Halloween night in Austin, Texas, Mississippi State will go to face Arch Manning yet again. Third straight year the Bulldogs have played the Longhorns. Is that just looking at this? This will be three straight years they've played Missouri, three straight years they've played Texas, and that's it other than the Egg Bowl. Vanderbilt starts off the month of November. By the way, I'm out on Pavia.
yes, I've kind of been ahead of the curve on
You have?
that.
You've been talking
I'm
about this?
not. I'm kind of over the. I think he's an exciting player, but he's not what Johnny Manziel was, and that's kind of who he's been compared to at this
He's
point.
a bit of a he's a,
And the way
he's a
he's
jerk.
handled this Heisman thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, Mendoza is a guy that very much deserved that award.
Yeah.
I think the season that he had,
Agreed.
and to have like at his little after party, F Indiana, F all the voter. Like,
Yeah,
what
I
are
don't
you
have time for
doing,
that.
man? Like, you are not going to be a pro quarterback if you are not for very long. You're gonna have to go into the world at some point and do something
I don't
beyond football.
understand.
Yeah, it's weird.
So I'm
Like,
out.
playing in New Mexico State a couple years ago, wherever, New Mexico or New
New
Mexico
Mexico
State.
State. But regardless, it's like that, just treat people with respect.
Yeah, karma, man.
It won't
I
come.
guarantee you, Johnny Manziel wishes he would have handled things differently
Yeah,
back
I
in the
feel like
day.
we're gonna be saying the same things. That said, State Vanderbilt, November 9th in, I'm sorry, November 7th in Starkville. Vanderbilt very easily could be playing a true freshman quarterback. One of the top quarterbacks in the country has committed or signed with Vanderbilt. I would not be surprised if he wins that job. Auburn back on the schedule, November 14th. So Auburn, LSU, Alabama, all back on state schedule after a 2-year hiatus. That game is in Starkville on November 14th. November 21st, Mississippi State will host Tennessee Tech. So there's their FCS game. And then on the road at Oxford to finish the season. That game is currently scheduled for Saturday. But when the schedule was first released a year ago for 2025, that game was on a Saturday. I will be surprised if it doesn't end up on Black Friday. So I hate that they lose the bye week before that, but you do get the FCS team. So what they've done is they've set it up where, hey, if we do play on Friday, you still don't have a, it's not like the biggest challenge. You can rest your starters a little bit,
We
so
got
on
to
and so
get to
forth.
the two bye weeks again permanently, and that, just start the season in August,
Yeah.
and everybody gets two bye weeks.
I agree.
Having everybody only get one bye week, and you're essentially playing like what's they playing like six games in a row
Yes.
to
So
close the
after
season?
the bye week is October 10th. So they play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
Seven,
games in a row after. I mean, that's,
six or seven.
yeah, it's tough. Stop doing that.
I mean, it's like it's constantly in my head. Like I have to
Did I
avoid
play?
this.
Yeah, it's five. We got to go 5 or 6 now. So just look at this schedule and look. We can't make predictions, right? Like 10 years ago, I could go ahead and give you my thoughts on state, right? Because I would know who was coming back. Don't know that right now. My first thought though is 3-1 in September. They'll be doing good to be 1-3 in October, and then they could be 3-1 in November, and that would be 6 wins or
Yes.
7 wins. And that's probably a little shy for me of where Lebby really needs to be honest with you. Now, if he wins the Egg Bowl, that gives him a little credit in the bank. But 7-5, I don't know that that's the answer for Jeff Lebby next season.
I think you'll be safe with that, but
Okay.
it is a very tough schedule again.
That's just where we are, brother.
I think it's a much more manageable schedule than the last 2 years. And here's the thing, We talked about this before. We used to look at the schedule when it came out every year, the season before, and tell you, this is what the record's going to be.
Right. Can't do it.
And we were almost always like
Yeah.
pinpoint.
Can't do it now.
With now, because every single one of these teams you're playing, you have no clue what they're going to look like,
Right.
much less yourself.
Right.
I don't know. South Carolina, I feel like, is going to be better. Their
I
offense
love
is.
Kendall Briles calling that offense with Lenore Sellers. I think
Kendall
that's
Briles
good.
with Lenore Sellers will be really good.
Yeah.
What's Missouri doing? LSU, I feel like Lane Kiffin's going to go get some good talent, but their offense needs to be completely
What's
retooled.
Bryce Underwood going to look like in purple and gold?
Oklahoma, like
They
John
got
Mattier
he,
made a major difference for them
yeah, he's
this
gone.
year. And so, like, you look at these teams.
Texas is a team you feel like you kind of know.
Yeah, Texas, I would say I can look at Texas and have a good idea right now. I feel like I could. LSU is going to be really good on defense, and their offense will be better. So we can assume they're going to be a better team. Auburn is going to be at least the same defensively, which was really good this
Yeah.
year.
I think they'll
Who
be
knows now,
good.
but I think they'll be good too. I think South Carolina will be better. The teams we don't know much about right now, Missouri, they lost their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Oklahoma,
Don't know enough there.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt, yeah.
Vanderbilt, the question
What are they
of, I
without?
think they'll be good. I think they've kind of got to the point they should be good under Clark Lea the
It'll be
rest of the
10
way.
and 2 next year, though.
But how big of a difference did Diego Pavia make for that team? Ole Miss, what do they look like?
I have no
Who's
idea what they're going to look
transferring
like.
out?
Yeah.
What are they going to look like under Pete Golding? There's a lot of question marks on this, and there's a lot of question
And I don't
marks
know
for
anything about
Vandy.
Minnesota.
I know nothing, but I know
They're really good at home,
they're
though.
always good at home. They were 7-0 this year at home. That's the
They
only
didn't,
place they won. But
but at the same time, it's not like they played Ohio State or Indiana there or anything like that.
no.
They played weak schedule there. So I don't know a whole lot. I said that, they could do this and be 7-5. I am not a big believer in Jeff Lebby, though. So my guess, right? If you said, Brian, you have to make a prediction right now, I'd say 5-7 and probably fired. I
Oh,
just don't believe in the guy.
okay.
I mean, why
I
should
think
I at
you.
this point?
Well, I think they'll be better next
I think
year.
they'll be better, but I just don't know. I mean, right now they would be an underdog at South Carolina. They'll be an underdog to Alabama. They'll be an underdog at LSU. They're probably an underdog to Oklahoma, underdog to Texas, underdog at Ole Miss. And then the other game, Minnesota, Auburn, and Missouri are toss-up games. So are they going to get all three of them? I don't
I
know.
think they'll win seven.
All right. Well, I mean, I got it. Like I said, let me see the roster. But I'm just going to go ahead and prepare
I think you
myself.
have to. Well, I mean, you say I just don't trust Jeff Lebby. I mean, I think that we can. I think that we could tangibly look at the defense and say they're going to be massively improved. You would imagine that that's going to be a much more competent defense, and that changes a lot for me. When looking at this Mississippi State team next year. I think it makes the offense better. I think that you're probably underselling the fact that you have a Kamara Taylor at quarterback. What does Kamara Taylor look like after a full season and a full offseason?
That's the only reason I'm questioning my prediction is that I do think State has a star at quarterback. And I've said it many times before. When you have a star at quarterback, you're going to be good. You're not going to have a losing season when you have a star at quarterback. But when you ha I just you don't have the right coach, and that's why
Well,
I just don't know for a fact they have the right coach.
And they might not. They might not at all. But I think they're going to be a better team next year, and I think the schedule is more manageable on paper. I think they can win. I think they can start 3-1.
I
I
do
think
too. I think they
they
can.
can. And then from there, can you pick off Oklahoma? Can you win Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at home, and have a chance to beat Auburn at that point? You got 6 wins going into your final two games, and then you're fighting for potentially eight. But
Right.
I think that you'll probably lose one of those games. I think they go 7-5, just first glance, not knowing what State's adding, not knowing what anybody else has, just a first like prediction of looking that thing over. I would say 7 wins, and I think he's safe with seven. A lot of people will say eight, but they're not firing Jeff Lebby if he goes from 2 to 5 to 7.
Yeah, that's the thing. It goes back to what we've talked about a lot, that from a macro level, when you look at it from 1,000 feet, yeah, he's big improvement from this year to last, from last year to this year, right? And if he does goes to seven, again, it's improvement. But when you watch the games like we do and we see all of the missed opportunities, that's what concerns me for Mississippi State. So we'll see. I'm just not bought in on Lebby right now. So look, if State plays this bowl game and they play really well and Taylor looks like the superstar that he is, and then they go in the transfer portal and get the right players in here, I'll change my prediction. I got a long way to go. But my Lebby confidence meter is low after this season. I just feel like a lot of State's problems this year started with him and the decisions that he made with this football team. His decision to start Blake Shapen, his decision to stay with Coleman Hutzler, his decision to stay with his defensive staff. I don't have a lot of trust right now. And that's just, and I feel like that for me, that's where I need to be right now. I need to see you make some changes. I need to see what you're going to do. I need to see the players that you're going to bring in for me to feel differently about your team.
Yeah, no, I can totally get that. I think that there's got to be, at this point, like you're in a show me stage. It's got to be Jeff Lebby actually showing this fan base that he can do it. I think he's adding some good pieces to the coaching staff. I expect that
You
there's
sure
going.
about that?
Yeah, he added a, he added
No,
a
I'm talking about
much
that other
better defense
thing.
coordinator.
Some of the other things.
Oh, the wide receivers
Yeah.
coach. This thing is
It's weird.
off the rails. Well, like the whole thing, first of all, we have two threads that have combined for almost 100,000 views at this
Yeah.
point, and
A lot of our main posters have showed up.
they've been an absolute dumpster fire to this point. And like we're doing the whole, oh, these sources aren't like it's just it's a constant issue that every time something gets reported on our site, it gets talked about elsewhere, that this it gets diminished and it's just annoying, and that gets and that riles people up on our site, and we have two threads of people just
Just
bickering back
a
and forth.
lot of bickering.
Yeah, so I'm ready for this wide receiver coach to be hired because this is beyond ridiculous. I've never seen a wide receiver coach draw this much attention on a message board. I don't think I've ever seen that. And maybe not even like just a regular assistant coach, like outside of a coordinator. Like it's gotten to the point where I'm just like, something just happened, please.
I think a lot of it goes back to what I was saying, though. People are just down on Lebby, and they want to see him make a good hire, and everything is just,
I
everything.
think whoever he hires at wide receiver is going to be fine.
I'm sure it will
I'm
be.
just not concerned about the receivers and
Yeah.
but the defensive side is what I think really bugs everybody is like there's been no action over there outside of Arnett and Brock. And people there's already animosity building if he retains Corey Bell and then you have some other pieces there that
That's
stick
gonna be a
around like that.
tough decision to justify. I'm just going to
It
tell you.
will. And like these are things that this is why there's a lot of people in this fan base that just are not they can't commit to Jeff Lebby. Because he stuck with Coleman Hutzler, he hired Coleman Hutzler, and then he stuck with him for a full season, and then he kind of like had his back, which I didn't expect him to come out and throw Coleman Hutzler under the bus,
Right.
but it was always kind of like it was the players they got to get better players in here, and it was never like the scheme's fault and things like that. Well, now you're kind of dealing with that with the defensive backs. And everybody's ready for change there. You've seen nothing there that gives you any kind of hope. You're adding people to that room when in reality, just maybe you just need to change out your defensive backs coaches.
Yeah.
Like you're adding Kevie Thompson and Paul Rhodes. Like those guys are having to make up ground that you have there.
Right.
But you're also not getting any recruiting from Corey Bell at this point. So
Right.
what is the point? That's the mindset of this fan base. It's like,
Again,
what's happening? Like, what?
this is why my Lebby confidence meter is low.
Yeah, I mean,
Until
it is.
we make some changes, that's just where we are.
It's a lot of show me right now for
Yeah.
sure, and he hasn't shown anything. He's 7-17.
2026 schedule. Very nice, though. It is an easier schedule. And like, there's a world where they go 3-1, 2-2, 3-1, or 4-0, and have a really great season. That's on the table for
Yeah.
Mississippi State. It's on Jeff Lebby and company to get there. All right, let's move into the last part of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, or the older brother, where Robbie Falk and I had a fantastic lunch.
Yes,
on Friday, really, really good. I said it's been too long since I have been there, and it had been, and I was glad to get back there. And the place was hopping too, and there was all sorts of people in there. We saw MSU punter Ethan Pulliam having lunch with his family there. Everybody's talking about the older brother, so go check it out if you haven't already. And of course, Two Brothers and gift cards from both make a fantastic stocking stuffer. Just stop by and pick one up today in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
50?
You need technology for your business. Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a copier, a printer, anything of that kind of nature, computers, laptops, it's all right there for you at Advantage Business Systems. But most importantly, you know you have the guarantee of service after the sale. Something goes wrong, you can call the same people that you made the sale with. They'll get out there and fix it a lot of times the same day because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville, or even if you're not, Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you're looking for MSU gear. The biggest and best selection in Starkville is at Maroon & Co. Everything you're looking for to put under the Christmas tree this holiday season. Use our promo code THUNDER15. Do you want to save 15% off regular price? Some exclusions do apply. Whether it's maroon or white, whether it's interlocking or state script, whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it at Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. Guys, we're getting to the point now. We're in 10, 11, 10, 9 days away, whatever, from Christmas. If you are like thinking, okay, it's last minute shopping, what am I going to do? That's where Scruggs shines because they have it all. You can just go in. You don't have to worry about it. Like, are they going to have this? They're going to have it. And if what you're looking for is a John Deere mower, well, then Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is definitely the place to go. Check out their credit department. Talk to them there. They'll put you a great deal together. Sometimes 0% financing for a 60, 70 months. That's the kind of deal you cannot pass up. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name Good Hope Land and Timber is one you need to become familiar with. Whether you own a couple hundred acres or a few thousand acres, whether you're looking to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to offer advice, to offer counsel, and more importantly, to help you keep your land sustained and profitable. Whatever you're trying to do with your land, Good Hope Land and Timber has the expertise to help you do it and do it at the best possible way. Don't make the mistake of going with someone who doesn't know what they're talking about. You want to talk to the experts at Good Hope Land and Timber. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. We don't have to tap the sign today. Let me tell you what happened here. So,
we didn't have a future Brian either, did we?
No, because as you know, we didn't record yesterday. So,
yeah.
So we can just talk about it. So, we had our Christmas party Saturday night, and getting close to like 8:50 or so. And who else? Paul Jones, like, you gonna turn the game on? I was like, dude, Paul, we're having a good time. Like, we're all enjoying each other's company here. Why would we do that? So they talked me into it. So then it goes, the game before that, Ohio State, West Virginia goes into double overtime. And I tried to get the ESPN app and running, but as it is wont to do, it didn't want to do that. So I was like, we'll just watch this. And so we come in, the coverage starts like right at halftime, where State's down 10. Second half starts, they push that lead out to like 14 or 15. I was like, why are we doing this? Why are we watching this? Well, it's a Christmas miracle. Mississippi State beats Utah. And I think, Robbie, I could be wrong, but I think that Jans is starting to get an idea of what he wants from this team. And that's he's going to have to play small, play fast, and play zone and press on defense. Just going man-to-man and putting those guys down there. I think he's trying to figure out some things with his rotations. Quincy Ballard played maybe his best game at Mississippi State. I love everything. Every time I see Jamarion Davis Fleming, I think this guy could be a future star if everything goes right. Hubbard is Hubbard, but McGee had his best game as a Bulldog. Jaden Epps continues to play really well. They've got some pieces here and there that if they can just figure out how to put them in the puzzle, look, the ship's probably sailed on making the NCAA tournament, right? You're going to have to win like 11 or 12 games in the conference to overcome some of these losses. But if they can play competitively the rest of the way out, I'll be pleased with that and let them have the reset next year.
Yeah, it's got to be like you just have to be showing progress. I think it's there's certainly some issues with this roster and how it was put together. And you can't I don't think that it's sustainable to turn over a roster the way that Mississippi State did. I don't think they can bring back like basically two contributors from last year's team and expect to like be in the hunt every year. Like they're going to have some sustainability here and keep some players around and develop them. They're going to have to get Jamari and Davis Fleming developed here, and Surge and King Grace and those guys. They've got to develop some of those underneath guys for the next couple of years, because I think that's what's going to be the issue. You're going to have a lot of boom or bust here when you go to the transfer portal the way that they have. But Jaden Epps was clearly a great get. I think he's going to, by the end of the year, you're going to look at that and say that's probably the best transfer portal guy that Mississippi State's
He's just consistent.
Yeah. And so he's gotten into a groove here. He had 20 points.
Yeah.
Jabari McGee, I'm such a huge fan of him, and you could kind of see last night what he could do.
Yeah. He was really good.
There's a lot of different things that he can do. Probably one of your most versatile guys on the roster. And he defends. He can shoot the three. He was 5 of 7 from three. He had 29 points in this game. And Hubbard is obviously not healthy.
But he still played well.
The fact he got out there after, you know, you see the injury the other day and you're thinking, God, he's out for the season. Well, he didn't miss a game. If he plays in that ball game, he probably beat San Francisco if he's fully healthy. But this was a huge win. It's just nothing is going to be pretty with this team. There's going to be so many ups and downs with this team this year. But if you consistently have situations like this where they're playing hard and they're being extremely hard, you'll take that. And that's what you saw. They scored 32 points in the first half. They scored 50 in the second. And defense was better in the second half. The offensive flow was much better in the second half. You put up 50 points in a half.
How many?
50. That's huge.
Yeah.
So to be down 17 and make this kind of comeback, that was a special comeback for Mississippi State, and it showed signs of life. This team is – they're not about to be in the top 25. I will put my stamp on it that they're not going to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I think there's too many holes in this roster for them to be able to make that kind of run in the SEC.
Right.
But can they fight their way into the NIT?
Yeah.
I think getting to postseason would be huge.
Be anything, yeah.
If they can get to the NIT with this roster, that'd be huge.
And the other thing is, look, if Hubbard doesn't get hurt against San Fran, they're going to win that game, right? They lost by what? 3 in a game where Hubbard played 2 minutes. They definitely
won. And for most of the first half, they couldn't figure out
how to play without him, right? Yeah. If he had played the whole game, they would win that game. And then you're on a 3-game winning streak, and people are talking about you just a little bit. Like, maybe they can figure it out here. Maybe they can, you know, and be all right. That loss really hurt them. But there's nothing they could do in that situation. Like I said, if they make the NIT, I'd be very impressed at this point, because I feel like that would be Jan's figured it out, got things together, and put together a winning formula. The way he's recruiting high school, I would think you'd be okay with him in the years to come. But – you know, it's still going to be a tough year.
I mean, that
there's a much better chance
to get to the NIT. They got
going to be above 500. So
They have 3 non-conference games left.
Yeah. So if they won all 3 of those, they'd be 8-5.
I mean, they would have to win 8 or 9 SEC games.
Is that right? Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, no, they'd have to win. No, because if it were 4 games over, if they're 8-5, they got to be 3 games over. They'd have to be 7-7. If they were 7-11, they'd be, I guess it's close. So yeah, 8. Yeah, you might be right. 8 is the magic number, but that's probably just not going to happen.
And that would be 3 years in a row they were 8-10. Yeah.
Well, it'd be funny if they were 8-10 this year when they were 8-10 with those really good tournament teams. That would be a great coaching job by him to come back to that point to finish 16, and you'd be 16-13 at that point.
The Memphis game is really big.
They're not very good.
They're not good, but it's a brand name.
Yeah,
and I think that would be a good win for you.
I was talking to Paul about that because we were both at the game last year in Memphis. That may have been the best game State played all year. Totally dominated Memphis start to finish in that game. I left that game thinking, gosh, this could be a team that makes a run deep into the March.
Just destroyed them.
And then, of course, you know how it all panned out. So be interesting to see what happens.
I just don't want this season to be like we said it was going to be, the last couple of weeks. Like, this is going to be South Carolina from
Yeah, I don't
last
want to be
year.
one
Like,
in
they're
17, one in
like,
18. Yeah, would
you
hate
just
that.
need to be competitive in the league, and you need to be fighting for 500 in SEC play. Can you just get to that?
Be honest, if they go like 6-12 in the conference, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because this team is just not good enough. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. All right. Tomorrow's show, we will talk some more. We'll probably talk a little bit more about this. Hopefully, this assistant coaching situation can clear up a little bit more. Also, we'll replay my interview from Friday with Kendall Rogers. In case you missed that, you can go back and we'll have it on the show for you as
Good
well.
interview.
And
I listened to it today.
we'll give some thought our own thoughts on that as well. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian. Hey, Dad, thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.